This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning company. They were on the show back in August of this year. We're talking about Tego Cyber Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TGCB. With us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Ms. Shannon Wilkinson. Shannon, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. Thanks for having me.
You know, like I said earlier, you were on the show about a month ago. But for those that missed the interview, can you please just kind of give us a quick overview of who Tego Cyber is and what you guys are up to?
Tego Cyber is a cyber threat intelligence company. And really what we did is we created the company to capitalize on gaps within the emerging cyber threat intelligence market. It's the fastest growing segment within cybersecurity, growing at about twice the rate of the overall general cybersecurity market. So it's a great market to be in. We've developed a threat intelligence platform that basically integrates into leading security platforms known as SIEM platforms. That's System Information Event Monitoring Systems. And what those are they're giant data warehouses that enterprises use to look for threats. Particularly now, the security operations teams are using them to look for threats within enterprise networks.
You know, I just saw recently you guys just filed your 10-K annual report. Can you give us some kind of summary for those who don't understand or can't read one of those?
Right. So we are at June 30th, year end. So just finished that filing of our annual report. We're still considered a development stage company, really, because we've been in R&D. So our current revenues are fairly small right now. But our cash position compared to a year ago was much better. We had about 583,000 compared to just 81,000 a year ago. And our current cash position is great right now due to an offering that was really oversubscribed. A lot of friends and family came in. So we have an excess of $1.5 million right now in the bank.
Wow.
And we've kept our burn rate really low. We're burning at about $85,000 a month right now. Our liability is extremely low, just less than $20,000. And I think total liability is less than $50,000 total. And we really think that right now, the position that we're in, that we have sufficient working capital to finish up the development of our application and get to profitability.
You know, last time you were on the show, we talked about the beta testing of your application. What's the latest on that development?
So there'll be some really exciting news coming in the coming weeks. We've completed the beta testing of our first integration of the threat intelligence application, which is to the well-known SIEM by Splunk. We are finalizing the commercial launch as we speak right now. And like I said, there'll be some news in the coming weeks about that. There was some news recently about a partnership here in Las Vegas with a company called Ionivate. We've spun up another development team that will be focused on additional integration. So now we're running parallel integration development. Our next integration is with the SIEM developed by Elastic. People probably have heard of that one. And then as we finish up Splunk, we'll be moving on our other development team onto another integration. So really exciting times at the company.
You know, so many people I hear and I read about getting into the cyberspace, the cybersecurity, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but what makes your application, your product so much special and it's going to be like the cream of the crop, it's going to rise to the top?
Right, absolutely. The cybersecurity market, very popular market right now. There's a lot of saturation. But like I said, the cyber threat intelligence market is really an emerging market segment. So it's the perfect time to get in on the ground floor. But if I had to boil it down to kind of three things that make us different, one is that Tego Cyber provides additional context to the threat data, which turns it into intelligence. And really what that means is that you can call it the who, what, when, where, how. of threat data, basically telling clients that we've detected a threat, but we don't just say something like, this IP address is bad. We tell them exactly why the IP address is bad, who it could be attributed to, what kind of threats are associated with that, where it's found within their enterprise so that they can take a look. The other thing that makes this different is that integration into the SIEM platforms. There are a lot of standalone platforms out there that will say, you know, hey, come log into my software and look for your threat data. We don't want to do that for our customers. We tell our customers basically, we'll live where your data lives. So we integrate into the SIEM platforms where all their enterprise data is so that they can layer our threat intelligence on top of their existing cybersecurity solutions. Third thing that makes us a bit different is that when we find out about threats, we find out about them usually after they popped on somebody's radar of, you know, hey, this might be something malicious. A lot of companies only ever look forward. They never take a look backward and say, you know, do a recursive search and look to see, has this been in my environment in the past 2 weeks, the past, months? And a good example of that was the SolarWinds hack. We found out the IP addresses of those SolarWinds hackers about 6 months after they had been active and using those IP addresses. And if you only look forward, you'll never catch the potential compromise in your network in the past couple of months.
One of the questions I was going to ask you a little while ago, now that you're getting ready to go to a commercial application, that one of the biggest problems when people bring products to the marketplace, they don't know how to market it. They don't know how to bring it out to the masses. And then when they do bring it out to the masses, they have a small boutique market space. One, my question is how do you intend to market your product? And two, how big is the market potential here?
So we've employed a hybrid sales strategy of basically having an inside sales team as well as partnering up with channel partners and consultancy firms that are already working with the large enterprises. You may not know, but there's a really large cybersecurity skills gap. There's about 500,000 positions vacant just in the U.S. alone.
Wow.
So organizations are, they're relying on these consultancies and managed security service providers to provide services and recommend products to them. So we're partnering up with those kind of partners to basically target the existing Splunk users. And what I mean by existing Splunk users is basically that Splunk has about 15,000 users worldwide. And each one of those 15,000 is a potential Pego customer because we sit on top of their platform as a value-added plugin. About 91 of the Fortune 100 companies are using the Splunk SIEM as well. So our sales model and our marketing strategy is really to go after those customers and, through these partnerships and through also the inside sales team, targeting those customers. Splunk actually has a conference. It just went fully virtual, unfortunately, but it was going to be held here in Las Vegas coming up at the beginning of October. We're going to that with some of our partners as well. So really, you know, the market potential as well for this product is exponential because we're starting first with that Splunk integration, and then we're moving on to Elastic. When we come out with the Elastic, then every single one of the Elastic customers is a potential customer for us, as well as Devo, AT&T Cybersecurity, LogRhythm, all these integrations that we have planned out over the next 2 years.
Before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Really, just as a newer company out on the markets, just finding out more information about Pego Cyber. Of course, if they're interested in the cybersecurity market, we are very active on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn as Pego Cyber. Always can visit our website, tegocyber.com, as well as, you know, free fill to email or give us a call.
Shannon, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. I think you're one of the hardest working CEOs on the OTC markets, and I truly mean that. I wish you nothing but success, and I really do believe that once this comes to fruition, your commercial product with that low-hanging fruit, I think you guys are going to, your scalability is really going to move very fast.
Thank you, Everett. Appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.